Shachas Shvi'at Ha'etet, Misha Dalet, Oichon Al-Mukh, or Shambu. You can eat Perish Shvi'at. If that mint, that type of food that you're eating is still available in the Hefker, but if it's not available in the Hefker, it's only available in the Shamor, in such a case, it's already this Mampir, for that pre of Shvi'at. As we have said previously, the Perish Shvi'at have its Mampir. When the Perish Shvi'at are no longer available in the field for the Chayas to come and eat it, that is his mind. When you have to dispose of the Perish Shvi'at and to be mafkir to anybody who wants to take it. Now the Mishnah teaches us, if the type of pre-Shvi'at that you have in your house is available in the Hefker, it's available in a place where anybody can come and take it, including the Chayas, in such a case it's not yet his mind beer for that pre, you can continue to have it in your house. But if that pre is no longer available in the Hefker, it's only available in the Shamor, in a guarded place, in such a case, it's already does not beer for that pre, as once it's no longer available in the Hefker for the Chayas to come take it, even though there might be some of that pre left in the Shamor in a place where it's guarded, that doesn't help, and it's already not beer. You have to dispose of that pre. Rabbi Yossi, Master Abba or Shamor. Rabbi Yossi is Master. Even if the pre is no longer available in the Hefker, it's only available in the Shamor. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not yet does not beer for the pre until that pre is not available anywhere. It's not even available in the Shamor. Somebody is eating a type of pre of Shvi'at that the birds eat, and they put it in their nest. Tzvichim are earthenware kelim that the birds have inside the cracks of the wall, and they nest in those kelim. And if the type of pre Shvi'at that you're eating is not available in the field, but the birds have it in their nest, in such a case, it's not yet this matbir for that pre, and since it's still available for the birds in their nest, if not this matbir yet for that pre. And somebody who's eating pre Shvi'at from a dufra tree. A dufra tree, the type of tree that produces fruit twice a year. Somebody who picked the fruit from that tree during Shvi'at from the first time it produced fruit of that year. It's not this matbir for that fruit, even though the fruit is no longer available on the tree, since the tree will produce fruit a second time during the year of Shvi'at, this matbir for this fruit is only after the tree had already produced fruit twice during the year of Shvi'at, and now the fruit are no longer available on the tree. That would be this matbir for a fruit from a dufra tree. But the Mishnah said you can't rely on the Sitzvanios with regards to beer. The Sitzvanios are grapes that grow on the vine during the autumn. These are very poor quality grapes that are barely edible. And somebody who picked grapes on Shvi'at, and the grapes are no longer available on the vine, but the vine will still produce these autumn grapes, it's already the Zman beer for the grapes, and he can't rely on these autumn grapes that are barely edible. And since the regular grapes are already gone from the vine, even though the vine will still produce the autumn grapes, it's his man beer already for the grapes. Rabbi Yehuda Master called Mancha Bikru Ashlo Kalakai. Rabbi Yehuda is Master to continue having grapes in your house during Shvi'at if the vine will still produce autumn grapes. As long as those autumn grapes will start growing before the end of the summer, as if you have grapes of Shvi'at in your house, and the vine will produce autumn grapes before the end of the summer, it's not yet his man beer for the grapes, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Your house. Somebody who pickled three different types of vegetables in the same jar. And these vegetables grow in Shvi'at and have Kedusha Shvi'at, and you pickle them in brine or in vinegar in the same jar. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can only have these vegetables in your house until the first of the three vegetables are no longer available to the Chayas in the field. At that point, it would be the Zman Beer for all three vegetables. And since one of these three vegetables is no longer available to the Chayas in the field, and it's Zman Beer for that vegetable, the other two vegetables also have to be disposed of. As a vegetable, which is no longer available to the Chayas in the field, gave flavor to the other two vegetables, since they were all pickled in the same jar. So the other two vegetables have flavor from that vegetable. And since that vegetable is no longer available to the Chayas in the field, it's Zman Beer for all three vegetables. And you have to be Zman Beer all three vegetables. Rabbi Yeshua holds the exact opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you have three different types of vegetables being pickled in one jar, even if one type of vegetable is no longer available to the Chayas in the field, you don't have to dispose of that vegetable yet. And since the other two vegetables are still available to the Chayas in the field, all three vegetables can be kept in the house. And even if two of the types of vegetables that you're pickling are no longer available to the Chayas in the field, you can continue to hold those vegetables into your house until none of the three vegetables are available to the Chayas in the field. that would be the Zman Bir for all three of them. As according to Rabbi Yishu, even though one of the vegetables is no longer available to Chayas in the field, but since it has flavor from the vegetables that are available to Chayas in the field, that would be Matir that vegetable. As according to Rabbi Yishu, since it has flavor from a Mutter vegetable, even the vegetable that already had reached its Zman Bir can be kept in the house. This is a big chiddush for Rabbi Yishu. Learned this out from a pasuk about teacher. So Rabbi Yishu learned out from a pasuk that a vegetable that has flavor from a different vegetable, even if that vegetable had reached its Zman Bir, since the vegetable that gave it flavor has not yet reached its Zman Bir, according to Rabbi Yishu, he can keep it around the house until even the vegetable that had given it flavor is no longer available in the field. Rabbi Gamliel, I am a kosher kolam mino min asoda, yivar mino min achabit. Rabbi Gamliel take the middle approach. Rabbi Gamliel said each vegetable has its own Zman Bir. If you're pickling three different types of vegetables in one jar, each vegetable, when that type of vegetable is no longer available, is the highest in the field, so that vegetable will have to be disposed of, but the other vegetables can be kept around as we judge each vegetable separately, according to Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha kidvar, the Mishnah teaches us the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel would take the middle approach. The halacha would follow him. Rabbi Shimon, I call Yerik after Lebir. Rabbi Shimon says all vegetables have the same Zman of beer. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that if there's any type of vegetable available to Chayas in the field, you don't have to dispose of any of the vegetables. You can keep around all the vegetables in your house until there are no types of vegetables available to Chayas in the field. This is regardless whether you're pickling the vegetables or not. This applies to all vegetables, even if you're not pickling them and one vegetable did not give flavor to the other. But the halacha in regard to vegetables is that if there's any type of vegetable available to Chayas in the field, it is not yet Zman Bir for vegetables as a whole. Somebody who has a vegetable called regila. Regila is a type of edible grass. And this regila, if you picked it from the ground and spear it, you can have it in the house, but not yet does Zman Bir for the regila until the cigarius are no longer available in Bikas Beis Netufa. Now, cigarius is a type of regila that grows in Bikas Beis Netufa. And Bikas Beis Netufa is a very moist area. And the regila that grows in Bikas Beis Netufa lasts in the ground for a very, very long time. So therefore, somebody who has regila that grew on Shvi'at and you have it in your house, it will not be Zman Bir for the regila until the cigarius, which is a type of regila, is no longer available even in Bikas Beis Netufa. So you can keep this regila around in your house for a very long time. Zman Bir for the regila is after a very long time when the cigarius are no longer available in Bikas Beis Netufa. That would be Zman Bir for this grass called regila.